You are now online with Andrea, with your host, Andrea Garrison.
Welcome. You are now online with Andrea, and I am your host, Andrea Garrison. I'd like to encourage all of our listeners to practice the universal law of giving by doing whatever you can to reach out to help others. Our topic today is the latest music, including the Starting Now release by indie rock singer, songwriter Ida Lee. Welcome, Ida Lee. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Andrea. Thanks for having me.
Great. I love your name. And just before we went live, we were talking about your name. So if you could just tell us, how did you come up with Ida Lee? Ida Lee is very special in more ways than one, correct?
Yeah. When I was growing up, me and my buddies, fellow musicians and an actor friend, actually, we spent a lot of time at this park near my house in the kind of rural suburb of D.C., and there's a park called Ida Lee. They spell it a little bit differently, but it's Ida Lee, and at that park, you know, we did what young kids do, got into some trouble, hatched some plans, and that's where we ultimately decided to pack up and head towards Los Angeles and give it a crack at in the entertainment industry. And so that was pretty a big fork in the road, Ida Lee, and now it's my crazy stage name.
Yeah. So what was that like, you know, going when you stepped into the streets of L.A. from the East Coast?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, we didn't really have a place to stay lined up, so we kind of just drove out there. We had a couple cars. We drove out there, broke down in the desert between Vegas and LA, and had some interesting encounters with some Indian folks with their side of the road stands, and young adventurous kind of things happened along the way. But once we got there, we ended up actually being a little bit homeless for a while, hanging out in Echo Park area, and eventually we got enough odd jobs to get an apartment and started our open mic tour.
It takes a lot of courage to do that, don't you think? Looking back,
but it didn't seem like it at the time. But if I was to do it again, I would think it'd be a little more brave of me to do it. But we just had the stars in our eyes. We were ready to go, so we didn't think too much about it back then.
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a good thing not to overthink things sometimes, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good case study for not overthinking things, for sure.
Because if you think about it, if you overthink about things, there are a lot of things that you wouldn't do, probably.
That's very, very true, and I think that's one of them. I think that was one of them.
Yeah. Well, good for us you did, because you moved on and created all this music. So if you could share with us your first memory of music.
First memory of music. It would probably be Creedence Clearwater Revival, kind of the southern rock sound in my house. My dad was going to, he was in the military, so we'd move around quite a bit, and in every house I remember that's the one memory I can remember is CCR being on his office radio, and so that kind of enthusiasm that they had in their music kind of got me sparked into it, and my dad would eventually toss me his old acoustic guitar that I'm not really sure if he knew how to play ever, but he had it, and he gave it to me.
Wow. And so how old were you when you started to pursue music?
I think 12 or 13, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm bad with that. I'm bad with remembering exact times and dates or everything. All my friends and family, they just, you know, I'm bad with that.
Yeah, that's okay. So tell us a little bit about your journey. So you picked up this wonderful old guitar, and did you teach yourself, or did you take lessons?
Yeah, yeah. I taught myself, and you know, I don't. I'm still not, you know, a virtuoso or a prodigy by any stretch of the imagination on the guitar. I think I'm a songwriter. You know, I kind of grew into writing songs very quickly, and you know, maybe stopped learning as much of the technical process of guitar. I never really got amazing at guitar. So I surround myself with people who are much better with the instrument, and I stick to my kind of you know, Beatles chords and writing songs the way I do.
I find that amazing, though, that that you could sit down and just teach yourself to play the guitar, to play anything. I mean, that takes such discipline and talent to be able to do that. I mean, how do you do that? That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I got a book here and there, probably some music from some popular bands, but even the bands that I like, you know, I remember Nirvana, chords or tabs or whatever I was reading, and, you know, their stuff wasn't complicated. So even when I was trying to learn, it wasn't the most complicated, compositions. But, you know, I was determined. I liked the sound that I could make, so I kept rolling with it, and it was a good release. It was a good, I was a nerd growing up. I had my T-shirt tucked into my jean shorts and socks with sandals, that kind of deal. So, I had buddies, but, you know, I really liked just hanging out and writing songs.
Yeah, so you were kind of in the musical world there.
Yeah.
Totally immersed in music.
That is correct, yeah,
yeah.
For a good long time, yeah.
And that's a good place to be, isn't it? It's didn't you find it to be very healing or?
Yeah. I mean, it's therapy for me. It's healing. It's got me through some tough times, and most of my life's milestones, you know, center around songs I've written, you know, or vice versa. I mean, there's a song for most events in my life, so it's a good way to be kind of in the moment and express how you're feeling.
Yeah. Now, you say that your rocky past makes you who you are today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, and that's a recent development. You know, my rocky past goes right up to just a few years ago, after I went out to Los Angeles and got into the music scene, there's a pretty prominent drug and party scene in the entertainment hubs, probably, you know, like New York and in LA, and that we got sucked right into it. And I loved it. You know, I was a partier. I was, self-medicator, that kind of thing. And it took a toll, and that became kind of my personality. Was just the drugs and the alcohol, and that was kind of what defined me for a while. I mean, I still had me at the root of it, but it was drugs, a lot of life lessons I learned throughout that, a lot of tough times, a lot of, you know, strained relationships and a lot of learning about how to deal with people all throughout that. But on the other side of it, you know, well, the turning point was an accident I got into when I came back to the D.C. area. And when I woke up in the hospital, that was actually the last time, you know, I was using. So I've been clean since then, and life has been, you know, just completely different. It's been amazing. It gets better with time, whereas, you know, the other one was kind of on a downward slope. So, it's I use all of that. You know, I use all that experience that I gained, you know, quite literally on the streets when we didn't have a place. But I learned all that experience back then. I use it these days to kind of just, you know, make me who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing because a lot of your music reflects those experiences. So in that sense, would you say that those experiences were positive experiences?
I mean, yeah, I would say that, you know, I can see they happen for a reason. And I think that, you know, that there's been great art that I'm proud of that came out of it. And it continues to come out of it. So in that way, yeah, I mean, there were some tough times in there, but they've all, you know, worked for good in the end.
So tell us about, I also read that you were deeply moved when you visited the Muskegon, is it, correctional facility in Michigan?
Muskegon, yeah.
So tell us about that whole experience. What moved you so much?
Well, you know, a little tangent here is that kind of serendipitously I got involved with this nonprofit that goes into prisons and you know, teaches life skills, coaching, counseling, reentry kind of stuff that you know, prepares people for, you know, a better life on the outside and a real second chance or a second shot at a life outside of prison. So I worked with this group called Prison Fellowship, and they would bring me into prisons and be able to videotape some of these guys' stories that were in the prisons. And so I've been around to several prisons and just, you know, hearing from people that made a mistake, you know, some of them very similar to my mistakes and wound up in prison in their case. And so at Muskegon specifically, there was a group of musicians there, kind of a prison band, that, you know, drummer, guitarist, keyboardist, they, you know, their passion for music up there was really, really awesome. And, you know, even the warden was impressed, with these guys. And I saw that kind of musical passion, you know, behind the bars. And I was inspired to write, the song Heal, partially from my experience with that and talking to those guys and, you know, who are wondering, you know, when they're finally going to be, you know, restored to 100%, you know, and when they're going to be healed. So that I wrote that song about my work with them and my own personal journey.
Do you have any particular story that one of the prisoners shared with you that moved you that you could share with us?
Yeah, you know, there was a guy up there who had he had killed his mother, and you know, a long time ago. So this guy had been in there for a long time. I can't remember how many years he'd been in, but yeah, you know, horrible, horrible, horrible thing. And you know, so obviously his family is really strained, and you know, just you know, pretty much, you know, where do you go from there? I mean, life is severely messed up forever, it seems like. And so no, you know what, he's a lifer. Yeah, he was a lifer, and so he had kind of given up on seeing any of his family. I mean, he'd since changed his ways 100%. I mean, for what that's worth, I know how horrible it is, but this guy has done a lot of good things since then. And and so he had given up, you know, he'd given up on seeing anybody from his family again, any of his friends. He knows he's just done for. And every once in a while, the prison would put on a musical performance inside the walls and invite family to come. And so this guy was a drummer, and he, you know, would play in those events every time they had them. And you know, right before we got there, they had an event, and his father showed up, and, you know, they had this moment. He saw him from the stage, and, you know, and they connected afterwards, and you could just see, I mean, this guy's in, you know, bawling when he's telling the story, you know, that kind of forgiveness that his dad could give to him and kind of start talking to him again was something that was just like, you know, that to him, that was the world, right? That was his second shot at being part of that family. So it's extreme, you know, when you're going into those places, it's extreme. You know, you think once you mess up that bad, once you do something that horrible, it's over. And you know, our minds kind of, you know, typical mind would just stop thinking about it, say, yep, they're done. They did the awful thing. It's over. But it's interesting to deal with these people who are actually, you know, wrestling with the reality of what they've done. And that was a really special story. Yeah.
And yeah, that is a special story. What about music in prisons? How important is it in terms of helping prisoners to, you know, rehabilitate or heal or, you know, to deal with being in prison? How important is it, whether they're performing themselves or listening to the concerts, like in the case you mentioned where they had the concerts there? How does that help them?
I mean, it's like I said, it's therapeutic for them. You know, it depends on what kind of facility you're at, but a lot of times it's very hard. I mean, to get that kind of access to music, and when they do, they eat it up. I mean, it's a way to express themselves that really doesn't come otherwise. I mean, it's a hard place to be. And to be expressive is even harder to you know, get any of those feelings out in any meaningful way. It's a hard atmosphere to be in, and so music offers this kind of softer outlet, and you know, which can be used to vent anger, it can be used to be kind of a almost a violent expressionism, but it's safe and it's meaningful and it's therapeutic. So I think it's really important. Speaking of which, I mean, it's not just my organization or it's not just a few select prisons that think this way. I was working with a guy, Wayne Kramer, out in Los Angeles, who has a nonprofit called Jail Guitar Doors, it's called. And he their whole mission is to equip musicians with guitars. I mean, equip prisoners with guitars and teach them. And, you know, he's been seeing kind of he's been seeing the rubber meet the road on that kind of thing, and then seeing them, you know, turn some real corners emotionally with being able to learn something like music and to be able to play in that sandbox.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That what a beautiful program that is, to give them guitars.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's not without its controversy. I mean, the people that are in there have messed up bad, and it's a tough sell sometimes. But the main thing, you know, that summarizes my whole feelings on it, and for people who are, you know, lock them up, throw away the key types, is that 99%, you know, are coming back out of prison. You know, the people that are in there, the vast overwhelming majority are coming back to our communities, back into society. And so with that said, I mean, we should probably care about what goes on in there and how well they are rehabilitated and how well they are changed, because they're coming home.
Right. Yeah. Which is one of your tracks that we'll be playing today, Home. Yeah. So tell us about your music that you've been releasing lately. We're going to play 7 tracks of yours today, starting out with, appropriately, Starting Now. So tell us about that.
Well, Starting Now, yes, it's the title of the collection of these 7 songs, the EP, and... You know, it's kind of, you know, the mantra for the whole album. I mean, it's positive change. This whole album is kind of positive change in the form of an album. I've written some pretty depressing stuff over the years, and some pretty angsty, whatever, you know, angry at the world type stuff, and that has a place. This album, though, is about a positive change that's, you know, at this time in my life that I was able to recognize, and wrote several songs you know, in that vein, and we pulled them together to make this. So Starting Now is a track that, you know, that was written in about, you know, less than an hour, just kind of an overwhelming emotions about, you know, starting fresh, and kind of an anthem for myself to feel like, yeah, this is it. This is a fresh start.
Yeah, it's amazing how the music really reflects who you are and where you are at any given time, doesn't it?
Very true, very true.
Yeah, so that it's great to connect with you and to hear you say that you're in a positive place. It's a nice place to be, isn't it?
It is, it is. And that's not to say there won't be lows and highs to come, but, you know, this particular Starting Now EP is, and the song especially, is about that positive change that I've been in recently.
And do you think that music softens you too? I mean, you ever get into composing something that seems like you seem really hard and angry, but then when you get into the music, you soften? Has that ever happened to you in the middle of composing?
Yeah, that's really true. That's very accurate. It sounds like you may have been in music as well, huh? That happens very often. You sit down angry, you sit down fed up, and your emotions change as you go through the songs. Yeah, that's happens a lot.
Yeah, that's a real transformation, isn't it? It's kind of an incredible feeling, right?
Yeah, you can't really buy that. Yeah, it's a great feeling. Yeah, so it's a great. That's one of the great attributes about music.
So it's almost like in the process, you're healing yourself right then, because you're doing something positive. The creative process there is positive. And so you've transformed that anger, or that feeling of anger anyway, into the creation of this song, which comes out a lot softer than where you were when you started. Very interesting experience.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, and that could be almost the addictive quality of writing music.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good place to be, though. And so we're going to get into the music Starting Now.
Let's do it.
How's that?
Let's do it. Starting Now.
It's a dark night, night, night. It's a dark night, night, night. Starting Now. All I can see is what's in front of me. The past is the past. I'm sure ready to leave. I will start over. Yes, I will start over. Hiding in time warps and feeling like I'm there. Nostalgia cruising and memories despair. I will start over. Yes, I will start over. We were all younger, but the stories we believed were only for us. They were our possibilities. Yes, they were.
Just
It's a dark path lighted up, starting now. It's a dark path lighted up. It's a dark path lighted up. It's a dark path lighted up, starting now.
Very nice. Yeah. You know, it's, I don't know the words, but you feel like you want to sing along. So I guess I have to learn the words.
Yeah, just sing along a couple, listen to it a couple times. Hopefully it'll come across.
You know, it's funny because, you know, you know how it is when you don't know the words and you're trying. It's funny.
Yeah, sometimes you come up with something that's good for you, you know, lyrically, and that's fine too.
Yeah, that is a good thing. The next track is called Barbarian, and tell us about that.
Yeah, Barbarian's a fun track. That was written almost like a stream of consciousness, kind of where I was at that day. Kind of a mix of being tired of being kind of introspective and I don't know, a little bit of kind of Facebook comparisons and, you know, everyone seems so cool and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it was just kind of wanting to, I don't know, get over the to-do list and the minutia of life and just do something crazy.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, sometimes that's all right.
All right. Well, here is Barbarian.
And I shook it off like she told me I should do. But when I sleep, I am still naked and in school. I dream about it, I dream about it, I dream about it, I dream about it. I try to turn the other cheek and I get burned. I turn again, I guess the lessons never learned. I still allow it, I still allow it, I still allow it, I still allow it. Let's stay optimistic now. Down goes up, don't ask me how. I won't break, I won't stutter, stutter. I won't break, I won't stutter. Shaking, I've been stirred. I'll open up, but you may not like what you heard. A bitter tonic, a bitter tonic, a bitter tonic, a bitter tonic. The pretty people make us smile, make us cry. They made the billboard, but we hung it in the sky. I'm not a model, I'm not a model, I'm not a model, I'm not a model. Let's stay optimistic now. Down goes up, don't ask me how. I won't break, I won't stutter, stutter. I won't break, I won't stutter. Between the TV and the way we were before. I'm not a product, I'm not a product, I'm not a product, I'm not a product. I've been around enough to know I'm getting scammed. I've been a part in someone else's master plan. I've been the bottom, I've been the bottom, I've been the bottom, I've been the bottom. Let's stay optimistic now. The snoops are cool, yeah, let's freak out.
Yeah, I like that mood there.
Yeah, that's a fun one. That's a fun one.
The next track is called Someday.
Yeah, Someday. Someday it could be kind of defined as redefining success for yourself or, reaching your own terms of success, as a artist type, I guess you're always kind of looking for identity and wondering what making it is, for yourself. It's kind of just a marinating on that idea.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard life, trying to, pour yourself into art and wondering, if it'll A, pay the bills, B, be self-fulfilling, C, you're remaining true to what you set out to do, you're remaining true to yourself. And so all these questions kind of swirl around, I think, at least in my head. Some of this song comes from those kind of questions.
Okay. Well, here it is, Someday.
Everybody's getting bitter, everybody's getting sicker, everybody just speaks sarcastically. Everybody's getting quicker, everybody's on Twitter, everybody's just way too smart for me. And if the better we find me, think we're headed up this ladder. So fast for me, but every day has been a little more moving to the middle. Every day I just see more past me. And if the better we climb, we think we're headed up this ladder. We'll be right back.
You know what I was thinking when I was listening to that? I said, you create songs that people want to sing to, sing along, and they feel like, oh, I can learn, I can do that. I can learn that song. And you know what I'm talking about. Some songs you listen to and you like, but it's like, I'll never be able to sing along. So it seems like when you give a performance, it's the audience can kind of join in with you a little bit. Do you do that with your audience?
I mean, that's kind of been my the way I write songs is something that could be accessible and something that could be, you know, pretty easily understood and something people could get on board with. And those are the kind of songs that I grew up really liking. And so I just kind of, that's just the way it happened.
Yeah, I mean, because you've got the message, but you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes the music is, and it's great music, but it's so deep, you can't really follow it. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You just
sing. No, totally. I mean, talk about like new Radiohead or just, I mean, a ton of, you know, deep tracks out there that are amazing, but I couldn't reproduce if I tried.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. It's, you're definitely supposed to kind of sit back and, I guess, meditate or just take it in.
Yeah. I mean, there's a buffet out there, right? There's a wide variety of songs and different moods and there's a time and place for everything. And I like where I'm at with this. I like people being able to sing along.
Yeah. Your music is fun, actually. Which is fun, well, is good. You're obviously enjoying what you're doing.
I am. This is the fun part of life. Yep.
And these titles, you know, you come up with interesting titles. Do you come up with the title first, and then the song, or and then the music, or the music and then the words and then the title, or some a little bit of both, or you know, of all three?
Yeah. Usually the words and the, you know, the chorus and the chorus lyrics and the verse, I mean the chorus lyrics and the music behind the chorus lyrics will happen at the same time. Kind of just whatever mood strikes me, you know, I'll start playing around with one of the ditties in my head and just go from there. And usually the chorus kind of erupts and then, you know, you come up with the verse later on.
Yeah, and when it erupts, it comes fast, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Yeah, I go through bursts with songs, I know some people, friends of mine that you know have a Word document, you know, of a song, and they'll just, you know, they'll send it back to me and say, "What do you think about this?" And they'll just be tweaking lyrics and kind of just messing with it like a poem, you know, for a long time and really kind of, you know, fine tuning. And I respect that. Mine is not like that. However, mine is, usually in a couple sittings, because, it really captures what's, of the time.
Yeah, that's good. And the next track is Tree Got Rain. I like
Tree Got
that.
Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a not so complicated metaphor for rejuvenation and just kind of getting over a dry spell. And actually, that song has a real tree in it too. There's a tree in my backyard that I was trying to save. I don't know what happened to it, some sort of fungus or something, but it was just struggling real bad. And there's a sad ending to that story. That tree didn't make it, but. The metaphorical tree is still well watered, so we're good there.
That's a good thing. I like that. Tree got rain. Thanks.
The fog, it will lift out of the city, it kissed. The sun will flow into windows like blue. We'll turn our wrongs into rights. I'll grow my roots right here.
Track is called Heal.
This is Heal. This is a song that was inspired by my work with inmates and my own personal struggle to, heal myself and start my story over and kind of a blend of those two things.
Yeah, beautiful. Heal.
We wonder where we went wrong. Everything started out fine. We felt on fire, we felt strong. The path that we made took us away from the flame. And our new ID is a debt that can't be repaid. Maybe we're all out of ideas. Maybe all the futures we had belong in files in a dusty room. Are we meant to create them and then never update them? Out of sight, out of mind is all hope now left behind. Till it spits me out. Press and release again. One day out and the next day. When do we heal? When do we fight for people that fall? When do we heal? When do we fight for people that fall? When do we heal? When do we press and release again? This out. And I've been at the bottom, I'm still a work in progress. There's still lots to fight about. But I was allowed a second chance in the crowd. And I feel like I owe my life to working this out. Lately I've been thinking this through. Maybe there is more we can do to move the needle on the issue. There are victims in pain at stake. The system is built on choices that we all make.
that's beautiful. When do we heal? Good question. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really special track. And it's is it healing for you when you listen to that? You know, it's just, it really is beautiful.
That one had a life of its own a little bit. We added that to the EP afterwards. It was kind of a standalone project, but it belongs on this EP, so we put it in.
Yeah, it's perfect. Really beautiful. The next track is called Fury.
Fury. Yeah, that's a fun one too. That one's a little bit, I guess, maybe more poppy. It's kind of a follow your own path type track. I think that one speaks for itself. It's a fun track. I've had a lot of positive response from some of my younger pals about this song. So we'll see what you think.
All right. Fury.
If everyone is doing the same thing together, how do we get better? How do we win? All the cool kids want something for nothing, wanna stand for something but better fit in. I don't belong on this road, full of social animals. But what if everyone is wrong? You knew all along, we'll sing a different song, they will sing along. You are the judge, yeah, you are the jury. Some people follow and some people fury. Somebody taller, for somebody calmer, for somebody loose. I've prepared, I've been there and all the nothings. Finally one thing is making me care. I don't belong on this road, full of social animals. What if everyone is wrong? You knew all along, we'll sing a different song, they will sing along. You are the judge, yeah, you are the jury. Some people follow and some people fury. Everyone is wrong, you knew all along. We'll sing a different song, they will sing along. You are the judge, yeah, you are the jury. Some people follow and some people fury. Sing a different song, they will sing along. They'll sing along. What if everyone is wrong? You knew all along. We'll sing a different song, they will sing along. They'll sing along. What if everyone is wrong? You knew all along. We'll sing a different song, they will sing along. You are the judge, yeah, you are the jury. Some people follow, some people fury. Different song, they will sing along. You are the judge, yeah, you are the jury. Some people follow, some people fury. Fury, no, we don't follow. No, fury, no, we don't follow. No, fury, no, we don't follow. No, fury, no, we don't follow.
Yeah, very nice. Just
thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here to share your wonderful music. So tell us, what are your future plans in music?
Well, you know, right now, like I said, you know, I got a new bundle of joy in my house, which is taking up some of my time. But, you know, I'm trying to work on a couple plans for some festival appearances and performances this summer. And beyond that, I'm trying to work on getting these songs heard, you know, in some other places, whether it be, you know, film scores or TV and the like, something to keep the dream alive and get these songs into some people's ears. And so just kind of look at a few different angles. But and I've also, you know, since that said bundle of joy arrived, I've got a bunch of new songs on the burner. So, you know, I'm probably going to try and get back with my producer friend here in a little bit and go again. So just keeping making music, you know, doing that.
Yeah. So the sweet little baby has inspired you more.
That is correct. That is correct.
Wow, that's beautiful. Do you have anything to share that we have not covered?
You know, I think we did a pretty good job. I think we did a pretty good job of looking at the high level of everything. I just got out of, you know, I'll continue to be playing in prisons, you know, for the foreseeable future, just because it's a great thing for me to be able to hear from people in there, and I think it's a nice thing for them to get some new blood. I just performed at a prison a couple days ago up in Colorado, a women's facility in Colorado Springs area, and it was on Mother's Day, so that was a really special time. So I think things like that are still in my future, and I'd encourage people to remember those in prison.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful work that you're doing, and I'm sure that they're grateful whenever you're there singing for them. And do they sing along too?
They do. When they sing along, you know, I'll play some tunes that they recognize. You know, some that aren't mine, some familiar tunes, and they like those. And then, you know, when I play my stuff, they're at least head bobbing and arms waving. So that's always encouraging.
Yeah, that is. That's beautiful. Yeah. To touch people like that with music, it's a great feeling inside for you, I'm sure, as a performer.
It really is.
Yeah. So now, before you tell us, we're going to bring it on home, as they say. But before we do that, do you have any closing reflections? And then, of course, tell us about home.
You know, that it was just, I mean, it was great being with you. I'm glad that we got to talk. You know, I just say keep an eye out for me, idly.com and on, you know, social media. I'm a friendly dude, so, you know, let's talk, let's hang out. But beyond that, yeah, bringing on home. Home is probably the most, I mean, it competes with Heal, I guess, for the most sentimental track. It's about my move away from a lot of the people that I know and love, onto a next chapter in life. And you know, I think it's a highly interpretive song, too. I think everybody, I think a million bands out there have a song called Home, and I think it hits everybody in the heart just because, you know, home is a special place for everybody. So I'll leave that to be interpreted.
Ah. Okay, to be continued.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's been a real pleasure talking to you and listening to you reflect and share your feelings about your beautiful music that comes truly from the heart. And
thank you. Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure, Andrea.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you. And so we're going to take it home. How's that?
Take it home.
Okay, Idly. They should go to idly.com.
That's right.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome, my friend. We meet here again. I remember this place. How long has it been? Welcome, my friend. We meet here again. I remember this place. How long has it been since we made it out? The corner store is still there, and I'm the same old guy. Just in a better place where we see eye to eye. And then it looks like we might find a new kind of love today. Yeah, it looks like it's finally time to get up and move away. But no, this is my home, this is my home. Yeah, oh, this is my home, this is my home. We grew up strong, we grew up proud. I didn't know we were allowed to blow it out. And in all honesty, I would set the bar. And in all honesty, I would go too far. And it looks like we might find a new kind of love today. Yeah, it looks like it's finally time to get up and move away. But no, this is my home, this is my home. Yeah, oh, this is my home, this is my home. A song that doesn't play, a job that doesn't pay. Is your own, so blow it out and make a clear mark on the place you know and love, and make a light shine to be seen for miles above. But no.
Beautiful home, Ida Lee. I would like to thank our guest, indie rock singer, songwriter, Ida Lee, for being here to share his Starting Now release. For more information, visit idalee.com, and that's spelled IDALEE.com. I would like to encourage all of our listeners to practice the universal law of giving by doing whatever you can to reach out to help others. To each and every one of you out there, thank you so much for joining me, Andrea Garrison, and connecting here online with Andrea. Listen to me live or listen to the archive. Just continue connecting heart to heart. But in the meantime, do whatever you can to reach out to help others, and never underestimate the power of a friendly smile. Take care.
Thank you for connecting to Online with Andrea, with your host, Andrea Garrison.